Launching into the second hour of the program, and someone is shining lights directly at us. They're very bright, but I guess it's important for people in the audience to be able to see us better, maybe photographs, that sort of thing. So, totally understood. Oh, and Mark's here, too. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I thought I'd show up for this event. And in the world of radio, we don't we generally aren't sitting on a stage in front of, what, hundreds of chairs with the people out there.
So the chairs are mostly empty at this moment.
Well, this isn't.
But the official
people can hear us and wander around.
The event actually hasn't really begun. We're kind of still done. Yeah, we're kind of still in the setup phase. There are some great folks out there setting up what looks to be some delicious food. I don't know what's in those food heating containers they have brought in, but they're shiny and metal, and I'm sure we'll find out soon. And you could too if you were here. You can come to Bitcoin or go to Bitcoin2013.com. You can't register online at this point because the conference
has the information there
started. But you can show up, and it's $350 US to get in. You can also pay with Bitcoin,
yes,
of course, to get in here. You're going to meet over the weekend. There's no way you're going to meet them all, but there will be over 1,000 people at this conference, and that is incredible. I mean, to me, to set something like this up is an incredible task, and then to have it become so successful right out the gate is also really impressive. So we've got interesting people to talk to here, and of course we can also maybe sneak some of your calls in if you've got some questions or issues that you want to discuss at 855-450-FREE. We've had people on all night. For those of you just tuning in, we had some of the guys from BitPay and Coinbase on. One of the creators of this event was actually on with us, and Bitcoin Magazine.
One of the writers for Bitcoin Magazine, right?
Bitcoin Magazine, which I think is so cool, like that there's actually an old school pulp magazine that's all about this new technology. And we now have John with us from Bitcoin Store. And Bitcoin Store, I didn't know there was staff at Bitcoin Store. I just thought it was all robots that are shipping out package. I really don't know anything about how it works. I just know that you can go to BitcoinStore.com and pay 0% above cost and actually have products like consumer electronics products shipped directly to you. John, what's your role with Bitcoin Store?
Hi, I'm the head of marketing at Bitcoin Store.
How is it that they can pay you when they don't charge anything above cost for their products?
For this first couple months, we're doing 0% margin.
It's going to end at some point?
At some point, it's going to have to end.
Yeah, it has to end. So, I mean, is it 0% margin for just products from Ingram Micro? Because you have a lot of things
Correct.
That aren't from Ingram Micro, right?
We have a couple of suppliers that we're working on getting. Right now, we're mainly doing supplying through Ingram.
Yeah. How do you say it? Ingram?
Ingram Micro, yeah.
Ingram Micro, okay.
So BitcoinStore.com has been around, what, since the beginning of the year?
It's been around since March, actually.
And what are your biggest selling items? Because we talk about consumer electronics items there, and I assume that that's because it's Ingram Micro that that's the case. What kind of things are you? What's moving out the door?
We have a lot of laptops being sold. We have a lot of older generation mining equipment being sold. A lot of memory.
That's
a lot
Bitcoin
of,
mining.
Yes.
Right.
Just a lot of build your own computer sort of type of items.
Interesting. So are people buying the last generation of Bitcoin mining equipment?
Well, yeah, because we don't sell any ASIC miners yet.
ASIC miners. Okay. So, I mean, does the mining equipment, is it, I mean, do the ASICs, did they really move it out, or does the mining equipment still work? I mean, how effective is it as a percentage of the ASIC machines?
I'm not that big of a Bitcoin miner, okay. So I can't tell you the exact numbers, but I just know that it's a revolutionary step.
How'd you get involved with Bitcoin Store?
I met Roger a while ago, and he told me his idea for Bitcoin Store.
The founder?
He's the
Roger
yes.
Veer.
Yeah. The guy known as Bitcoin Jesus?
Yes.
And why does he have that name?
Because he's pretty much Bitcoin Jesus. He's a great influence on Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
He got a freaking billboard in Silicon Valley that just says a bunch of Bitcoin propaganda.
So, and your interest in Bitcoin, how did you get interested in it?
I got interested in it a while ago. I just thought it was a very revolutionary idea. The more I learned about it, the more doors opened and more mysteries came about.
It certainly is revolutionary. What is it? I mean, a lot of people think that it's going to change the world. Are you one
right.
of those?
I try not to be.
Okay.
I feel like that radical viewpoint sort of scares people away.
Okay.
But I think it is radical in one way in that it cuts out a lot of middlemen.
And
that's important.
That's to you the most important part about Bitcoin.
Exactly.
That it brings the consumer to the you know, the distributor that much more easily.
Well, it cuts out your payment processors, it cuts out banks, and it cuts out the government.
Yeah, well, all three things I support. That's great.
Why aren't the payment processors the banks, or am I just that naive?
Not always.
Well, Visa and MasterCard aren't banks, but
they're not banks.
They're very partly
The banks will team up with Visa or MasterCard, so if a bank wants to have its own credit card or debit card or whatever, they will sign an agreement with Visa or MasterCard. They put the Visa and MasterCard logo on, and then the Visa and MasterCard makes a big cut.
If you have a credit or debit card, you're going to have to pay bank fees at some point.
Yeah.
Indeed. So with Bitcoin Store, do you see most of your sales coming from the United States, or where is it?
Right. We are focused entirely on the United States at this point.
What, okay. So do you ship elsewhere?
We did at the start, but we ended up paying so much in custom fees that it's not
really
viable. But we are working on getting suppliers overseas to cut out those costs.
So would you have a supplier and like a distribution center overseas as well?
Correct.
Is that the idea? I see.
Just any ways we can get around those custom fees for our customers.
So how does it work? I mean, when you go to BitcoinStore.com and you place an order, where's it coming from? Is it someone, like, how's it work?
It comes pretty much straight from our supplier.
Okay.
So we place the order with our supplier. We pay them in fiat.
Right.
And they ship it to the customer. It takes, like, 2 days.
And they put your branding on, basically, for
you. Right. It's very, very...
So you don't have a warehouse of people that are doing things for you?
We use the memory dealer's warehouse, which is Roger's other business.
And what does the, like you said, you pay in fiat dollars and you take in bitcoins. At what point are you like sort of shifting the bitcoins you take in back into U.S. dollars?
See, that's the interesting thing. Roger doesn't want to shift it back. He's using it as a way to invest more into Bitcoin, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it must be going heavier and heavier.
Like I said, Bitcoin Jesus.
That's heavy into Bitcoin. And you guys have a little ticker up on the website as to sort of how much you've sold in a quarter. And I imagine that's kind of bold to do that. Many businesses would want to appear as though they've sold more or want to appear as though they've sold less than they have. But you guys are laying it right out there, what you've sold.
The point of Bitcoin Store is to get the big online distributors like Amazon, Newegg, the big stores to start accepting Bitcoin.
So basically you want to put yourself out of business? Is that the idea?
Basically. It's a little insane, but I mean, that's Bitcoin for you.
Why would Bitcoin Store's existence lead to Amazon accepting Bitcoin?
We are providing the competitive power that is necessary for them to be forced to accept Bitcoin. When they see our sales begin to rise, they're going to see their customers leaving their store and going to ours.
And they would think, well, if we accepted Bitcoin, then we wouldn't have to pay as much in bank fees or credit card processing fees, and we'd make more money. Right?
They could either pocket the difference, or they could
lower
their prices. Yeah.
Yeah, and right there, you're just showing them right on your website. This is how much money you've missed out on.
Right.
And
interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it is fascinating.
We're a startup that's able to compete with the biggest online retailers in existence.
Wow,
impressive.
I can't believe it. I mean, it's just and when you have some kind of goal you're supposed to meet, and what is that goal?
The goal is $850,000 by the end of this quarter.
By the end of this quarter, and what is that, June 1st?
I think it's July 30th.
Okay, so how are we doing on that?
So far, I think we have about $300,000. And I'm not even worried a little bit about reaching our goal.
Because you made it the last quarter, too.
Yes, we got enough that we were able to keep our contract.
Good. And that's the contract with Ingram Micro in order to be able to keep that 0% markup thing?
Yes.
So now you get to decide what your markup is. What sort of thing did you have to fulfill with Ingram Micro?
Ingram has different levels of contracts.
Oh, I see.
And because of Roger's other business, we're able to get the same level contract that the big distributors would be able to get.
So you're basically, you have the same wholesale prices as these big consumer electronics distributors, but you're selling at a 0% markup.
And the only difference, even at a normal percent markup, we were able to compete with Amazon, but we really wanted to show them what the bare minimum price is.
Yeah.
I think it's impressive. I've ordered from BitcoinStore.com and was very satisfied.
Shipping above $100 is free. Shipping below is $5
flat rate. Very cool. And over 500,000 items available now. Probably more coming, right?
Yes.
So BitcoinStore.com. John, thanks for coming on.
Pleasure was all mine.
Free Talk Live with us. More coming up from Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. We're here at the San Jose Convention Center and would love to see you here this weekend. 855-450-FREE. Your call's coming up as well. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you there. You can get interactive. We've got our chat room where you can watch and listen to the show, although you can't watch it tonight because we're live on location. The only way you can watch the show is to actually be here in San Jose at the San Jose Convention Center with what promises to be over 1,000 attendees. They have over 1,000 people who pre-registered for this event. So there may be as many as 1,500 people here. It's going to be big. It already is scoping up to be that way. And Ida Mark with you as always. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More coming up, including your calls as well.
In my vehicle, and I think, Ian, you've got one in yours, too, I've got a Freedom Cam. A Freedom Cam is a camera that comes on when I automatically when I turn on the key to my car, and it has in it a GPS device that records what my direction is that I'm going, how fast I'm going. It's got a camera that points out the front and a camera that points into the passenger compartment and out the back window. And the intention here is to have the ultimate witness in case something happens. You know, you might get in an automobile accident and the person with whom you got into a wreck, their story doesn't agree with yours. Or you might get into an altercation with a law enforcement officer and maybe their story doesn't jibe with yours. So you want to have a witness that is irrefutable. They've got a microphone in this device and, of course, like I said, the GPS navigation. And it's really a very cost-effective form of insurance against all kinds of things that happen. And it's affordable. Just there is on sale right now. Go to freedomcam.net and check out they've got the on sale price. It's freedomcam.net and they take bitcoins. Now,
excellent.
Yeah, they're excited. They're, August, the guy
he's
who runs
gonna
the site.
Be here.
Yeah, he's going to be here, and he's excited about bitcoins as we are.
Very cool. Hey, let's
freedomcam.net.
Yeah, let's go to the phones here and bring Weston on the line in Colorado. Weston, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey guys, this is my first time listening, so I'm a little bit new to this, but
welcome.
Sorry to be off topic. I just wanted to share with you guys my story that happened not too long ago and ask for some opinions on what I should do if that happens again.
All right.
I had to attend a funeral in Omaha, currently live in Colorado, and I took the Amtrak train to get there. Upon arrival, I noticed there was two police officers not in uniform, and they were going around asking some questions. So I kind of avoided them. They ended up catching up to me. Started asking me questions about where I was going, where I was from. I answered, and he then asked for my ID. I like to think I know my rights, even though I'm like 20 years old. So I said, no, you don't need to see my ID. I'm just a civilian passing through, law-abiding, haven't done anything wrong. He's like, okay. So he continued to ask me more questions. He asked me questions about who died, yada, yada, yada. And I answered him. But I never gave away any personal identification information.
Now, you do know that you're not under any obligation to answer any of his questions, right?
Yes, I do. I know I could have just been, which I probably should have in retrospect, just said I have the right to remain silent. Am I being detained or am I let free to go?
Yeah, those are good questions.
Eventually after he kept pestering me for my ID for my train ticket, I said, am I being detained or am I free to go? And he said, you're free to go. So it was cold, and I was waiting for my ride, so I went back inside of the Amtrak station. Once I was inside, he followed me with his partner. They went up to the front desk. They pulled out a piece of paper given to them from one of the Amtrak employees. He read this piece of paper for maybe 1 minute, comes back to me, and he's like, all right, listen to this. We're looking for somebody. This is a police investigation. You're suspicious right now because you're carrying a huge bag, and you're only going to be here for a weekend. We want to know why you're going to be here, yada, yada, yada. And he said, if you don't give me your ID, if you don't give me your train ticket, you'll be obstructing justice and I'll have to take you to jail or I'll have to put you under arrest.
Wow.
And after 5 minutes of me just arguing my point, listen, I know my rights. You're doing this. This is completely wrong, completely asinine, and I don't have to give you anything. And then he proceeded to pull out the cuffs, intimidate me, and I gave him my ID, gave him my train ticket. I was free to go. If this happens again, how can I avoid that?
Well, that's a good question. You never know what the police are going to do. Sometimes they will arrest you, and it'll be a completely illegal arrest, and there's nothing you can do about it in the moment. And you never know when you're dealing with one of those officers. Maybe he was bluffing, but odds are good if an officer...
Yeah, what's he lose?
Right. Odds are good if the officer pulls out the cuffs, they're probably going to put them on. I mean, I can't imagine the officer would have just put the cuffs back had you stood your ground.
I suspect once he puts the cuffs on that he can then search you and get whatever information he wants. wants, and probably will then take the cuffs off.
And release you at that point. That's a good point. Yeah, just because he puts the cuffs on doesn't mean you're actually going to jail or will be charged with anything. So it's a tough situation. I would recommend, if there's a situation like that again, pull out a phone, start recording, use one of these video streaming services.
That's
like Bambuser or Quick.com, and have that at the ready. Have it on your phone's home screen so you can quickly access it. And at the very least, even if they do something outrageous, then you'll have the evidence of it. That way it's not his word against yours. Then, you know, he can't just make any old claims about you and how suspicious you were and all that. And I welcome you to the show, Weston. And it's a little bit different tonight than it normally is. We have guests on, which is normally not typical. So I really appreciate your call, and I hope to hear from you again. Thank you for making it tonight here at 855-450-FREE. Mark, please introduce our next wonderful guest here from Bitcoin 2013.
It's Adam Harding from bips.me. Is that right, Adam?
That's correct.
Oh, sorry about that, Adam.
No, turn on the microphone, Ian.
That's correct.
Oh, and he's good on that mic, too. Hey, Adam. So welcome to Free Talk Live. Bips.me, I don't know anything about it. Tell me.
It is the offspring of a website called WalletBit, which was created in June 2011. So we're one of the longest-running Bitcoin services still around. WalletBit is still running, but Bips is a new system created from the ground up. It has all the features of WalletBit, but you can also buy Bitcoins, and we've added a cold storage feature.
So, cold storage. What does that mean?
Our cold storage feature, we actually generate a brand new wallet, and we put your coins on it. We encrypt it with a password that only you know, and then we put it on a tape drive and put it into a Faraday cage. And it's only retrievable from within your account, and it can only be decrypted with a password that you know.
So how long would it take to get Bitcoins out of my cold storage account?
It would take the time for, we do backups about every 2 or 3 hours, so it would take the time during one of those backups. They would retrieve the tape, and then they would try to recover it with your password.
So, that's fascinating. I haven't heard about this, the sort of the online cold storage. Is this a common thing, or is this just you?
As far as I know, we're the first and only company to do that.
And so the Faraday cage is going to keep it safe in case there's some kind of solar flare or something. Is that the idea?
Yep, and from all electromagnetic interference, because tape is a fairly susceptible medium to electromagnetic.
Now, a lot of people have had accounts hacked in the past, and they've lost Bitcoins, and that's a painful, unfortunate educational experience. And this is the intention is to avoid that. Is there some kind of cost to this cold storage?
The cold storage has a 0.89% storage fee and then a 0.89% retrieval fee.
Okay.
Our regular Bitcoin wallet is 100% free, though.
Okay.
And that's got three factors of authentication. So we've got a SHA-512 password storage. We've got our secure card, and we've got Google Authenticator. And on top of that, you can actually lock your account down to a single IP address. So as far as I know,
only you could access it if you had the same IP address. Pretty cool. It's pretty unique. You want to stick with us here for a little bit? We'll bring you back. More with Adam about bips.me. And, of course, we'll take your calls as well at 855-453. We're live from Bitcoin 2013. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live from Bitcoin 2013, and you could be here. If you wanted $350 to get in this weekend, you're going to be with over 1,000 people who, like you, are very interested in Bitcoin. Some of them have their own Bitcoin-related businesses, and we're talking with many of these innovators tonight, people who are on the cutting edge of Bitcoin technology and helping get Bitcoins into more people's digital hands, I guess you could say. So you can go to Bitcoin2013.com to learn more about that. And freetalklive.com, of course, is our website, which has a bunch of features, and they're all completely free. So, but if you want to give us Bitcoins, you can do that. You can go to Bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Bitcoin wallet address there. You'll also find introductory information. Maybe you're new to this Bitcoin thing. Maybe you're listening for the first time tonight, and you're thinking, what the hell are these guys talking about? We can't really explain Bitcoins every time we come back from a break. Normally, we're pretty good about sort of explaining what Bitcoin is when we talk about it.
So it's a peer-to-peer, open-source, current international currency with no political connections.
Yeah, and it's so exciting because there's no middleman. As one of our guests was saying earlier, you can just cut out the middleman, and that means that the costs are a lot lower when you're doing business with Bitcoins. So we've got, I think it was Adam, is that right? Adam is with us here from BIPS.me. And BIPS.me is it's a new site to me. Welcome to the Bitcoin Internet Payment System is what it says when you get to the page. What makes you different? We already had Coinbase. We've had
BitPay
on. What makes your company unique?
Well,
from the from those two. Go ahead.
We are all of those companies wrapped up into one easy-to-use package. It's 100% free from the Bitcoin side. From a merchant, it's free to process. So right now, if you're a merchant, you're going to have to pay, you know, our competitors up to 1% for that transaction. For us, you're eligible to receive every dollar that you accept.
How could that be? How can you run a company and not collect a percentage on these transactions?
Well, we buy and sell Bitcoins to all of our users, so you can buy and sell them from us, and we've got our buy and sell price. So when somebody decides to process a transaction in a local currency, it's actually processed at our sell rate. So in essence, the user is selling their Bitcoins to the merchant for their goods.
Gotcha.
Got it. Fascinating. So it's bips.me?
Yes.
Besides cold storage and wallets and merchant transactions.
And .ca for Canadians.
Oh, very good.
Awesome. Adam, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Really appreciate it. And good luck at the show. Are you guys exhibiting here?
Yes, we've got a booth, and thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Thanks, come up, meet Adam, and learn more about bips.me. If you're here, or just go to their website. So many cool products, so many cool technologies. And Mark's been walking around and kind of checking the booths out. I haven't had a chance to even go and take a look at that yet, so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to continue here with your calls. 855-450-FREE. Steve is in Los Angeles, definitely within striking distance of coming up here this weekend. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. Would love to come, but unfortunately I can't make it, so you'll have to have extra fun for me.
Right. Don't worry about it.
Go ahead.
So my question was about Bitcoin wallets specifically. I guess I was just wondering. I've got my Bitcoins now in a wallet on my computer. And I'm sort of new to this, so if for some reason my computer breaks down or something and I can't ever turn it on again, does that mean my Bitcoins are lost forever, or is there still some other way to access them?
It would precisely mean that. What you need
if
to
you
do,
didn't back up your wallet.
Right, you need to back up your wallet, and, you know, Ian, can you tell him how to go ahead and do that?
Well, I mean, you could probably go online and find a detailed guide, but essentially,
sure.
You know, you have to treat this wallet as though it's a real, you know, thing that's important. I mean, put it on multiple backup devices, put it on the cloud, encrypt it if you don't want anybody else to just get access to it. So, you know, put it in an encrypted file, put that in multiple places, and then if one of those locations goes down, it's not the end of the world.
But you just need your private key, really, to get all that stuff back, isn't that right?
Right, and that's what your wallet is.
Okay.
It's your set of keys that gives you access to your
Bitcoins. The private key is just a little series of letters and numbers, and you can have that, you can record that in many ways.
You could have it written down on paper if you wanted to, so there's multiple ways to back up your wallet, and the internets will illuminate you on that point. Steve, anything else you want to share?
No, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE in our third seat here this evening.
Andrew White.
And Andrew, tell me what you do.
Well, I'm the co-founder of XRPTrader.com, which is one of the best ways to send and receive Bitcoins through the Ripple network.
What is the Ripple network?
The Ripple is a distributed currency exchange that allows people to trade any digital currency pair through the Ripple network.
So when you say digital currencies, you mean things besides Bitcoin, like Litecoins and some of the other coins? There's like a bunch of them, 10 at least.
Exactly, yeah. There's over 30 alternative coins right now. In addition to that, Ripple allows you to trade real currencies such as the dollar, the peso, and other currencies.
So you can sort of immediately transfer digital currencies into regular currencies using the Ripple network? I'm trying to figure this out. I'm sorry.
Yes, so the Ripple network issues you an IOU, which is a certificate saying the network owes you a certain amount of this digital asset, which you base in a currency amount, and it can be any currency. And that allows you to trade that currency or send that currency to any other user on the Ripple network instantly for a very low price, and this is great for international trades, foreign exchange, you name it.
Who's the Ripple network targeted at?
I would say that it's targeted towards money transmitters such as the Western Unions of the world, banks, things of that nature. It's really great for consumers, however, that want to trade currencies in a safer way outside of a centralized exchange like is most prominent today.
So how does XRP fit into that?
XRP is a way of paying for your transaction. So it's like a stamp that processes your transaction, your trade of the currency through the Ripple network.
So Ripple has these gateways, I believe is what they refer to them as, in order to for people to be able to do business on the Bitcoin, or excuse me, the Ripple network. Is XRP a gateway?
XRPTrader.com will be a gateway soon.
Okay.
A great way to think of gateways is as a Bitcoin exchange. It's fairly similar.
So a Bitcoin exchange is like MTGOX or BTCE.com, that kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay, great. Ian, how am I doing?
I am totally confused. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, let's ask him some questions.
So, I guess I don't really understand what Ripple is, so I don't really understand how XRP can help me. I'm sorry, I'm totally in the dark.
So Ripple is a money transmission network. It's distributed and it's peer-to-peer.
Okay, all right. Money transmission, and that's different from Bitcoin somehow?
Correct. So it is currency neutral. It can be any currency can be traded through the Ripple network.
Is it like BTCE? Is it like Vertex? These are two other trading kind of sites.
So as you know, the Bitcoin has a protocol involved in its design, right? So Mt. Gox also has a protocol how it works, different exchanges. The Ripple network is sort of the exchange. And that protocol allows people to trade digital assets.
And as I understand it, you can have, basically you sort of pledge different things of value that you have. Like, say you've got 100 bitcoins, 2 ounces of gold, 10,000 U.S. dollars, and these kind of things. And then you can kind of move them around on Ripple to buy and sell with them. And somehow or another, one of these gateways verifies you've got this money rather than you just made it up on your own.
That's right. Just like how with your bank, you trust the numbers in your bank account to represent real value. And that's what a gateway does on the Ripple network. And that can be for any currency backed by any commodity or product that the gateway supports. That could be gold. People do this with silver dimes. It's a very innovative concept.
So yeah. I'm looking at Ripple.com, and it says that it'll exchange. So you could like pay someone in Bitcoin, but they could receive in dollars?
That's right.
Okay, that makes sense.
And this kind of, to some extent, I think it solves the problem that many gold bugs have had all along. This allows you to do business in gold and silver online.
That's right. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Ripple.com. And what's your website?
XRPTrader.com.
Very cool. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Our number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control here. More coming up from Bitcoin 2013 in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey. Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. It's a convention happening in San Jose. It's San Jose Convention Center. We, of course, will do our best to take your calls at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's nice. We're getting to meet some listeners of ours, including a longtime producer, online producer of the show, Syface, who has just shown up. So it's cool getting to meet some people who maybe can't quite get out to the East Coast very often.
It's a long trip.
We normally do our remote broadcast from New Hampshire at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Liberty Forum. So this is kind of a unique experience for us in that it's our first time doing remote broadcast on the West Coast, really anywhere outside of New Hampshire for the most part. We did one years ago in Florida, but that was a long time ago. And it's also the first outside of the Liberty Movement convention that we've done. So it's cool. New horizons here for Free Talk Live. And as always, we're meeting interesting people this evening, including Paige from Open Garden. And I don't have any idea what Open Garden is, so we're going to talk to Paige about that. OpenGarden.com. And I imagine your T-shirt with the tree on it has something to do with it.
It's gardening.
Yeah, kind of. So basically, Open Garden is a mesh networking application. It allows you to share internet between devices. So you install the client on Android phones, tablets, Windows, laptops, and OS X machines.
Mesh network, define what that is.
So it's basically like a peer-to-peer network. So the devices are connected to each other via Bluetooth. To be able to share internet.
It's kind of like a hotspot.
Like a hotspot, but not centrally, you know, located. You have the ability to use other people's internet, use other carriers, use closed Wi-Fi hotspots that maybe someone else is connected to, but you don't have the password, so you can connect through them through Open Garden.
So if there's more than one person with the Open Garden app in a near vicinity, let's say there's multiple people here at this conference using Open Garden, how does that benefit another user of Open Garden?
Well, if you are using AT&T, for example, and your connection drops out, then you know the person next to you that's using Verizon or T-Mobile or even a Wi-Fi, you'll just hop on seamlessly and it won't break the connection at all.
Now, is there a concern about bandwidth? I mean, because a lot of these cell phone companies restrict people's bandwidth, and
for sure.
So if I'm going to share, like I've got I've got a rooted phone, I've got an Android phone that is rooted, and
you're going to jail now, buddy.
I don't think so, but I've got the Wi-Fi sharing or not sharing, but I can put a Wi-Fi access point up, but I don't want everybody accessing my internet connection, or I don't want them all on my, you know, 4 gigabyte limit. They're gonna use that up. They're gonna watch a bunch of videos. Why would I want to use your?
I guess
your
the app? Benefit comes from when you don't necessarily have your 4G connection, and someone else near you also has Open Garden installed. It's kind of like you give what you get.
I see. It's very cool.
So yeah, I'm just trying to figure it all out. These mesh networks, I know that they were talking about those with in regards to Bitcoin, sort of allows people to do business even when you don't have connectivity, and then at some point or another the transaction is recorded at some point. Is that right?
I am not sure about that.
Okay, I thought that's what that Bitcoin card was. I'm just trying to figure out what mesh networks are.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about mesh networks as like an alternative for the internet. Like if the internet were to go down, people could use mesh networks to communicate with one another.
Right. This is a little different in that it's kind of an overlay, so you're still relying on some access to the internet to be able to distribute it amongst the others that are around you.
And who's going to benefit the most from using Open Garden?
Right now, a lot of people are just using it in a personal way for tethering.
So you can get tethering for your phone basically without having to pay for some tethering app?
Exactly. That's kind of what
that's kind of huge.
Initially marketed it as, yeah.
So does Open Garden cost something?
It's completely free, yeah.
So it's free tethering?
Free tethering.
For different phone models like Android?
All Android phones, Windows machines, and OS X. We're not on iOS for probably obvious reasons.
What is OS X and iOS?
OS X is the Mac.
Okay.
Desktop and laptop.
So this isn't just for people with phones. You can run this on an actual computer.
Right, for sure.
If you've got Wi-Fi.
Right.
Okay, so that's cool. So then in that case, you can actually... why can't you do it with the iPhone?
Because they're very restrictive in what they let developers do.
Oh, right.
We could make an application for jailbroken iPhones if we wanted to.
Because you have to distribute it through the iPhone store or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Because you have to go through an approval process, whereas with Android, anybody who creates an app can just put it on.
Exactly.
I see. But if you have a jailbroken iPhone, would you guys ever consider doing that, putting it
out there? It's
just not worth
it? I mean, we've thought about it, but I can't really say whether it's going to happen or not. Ideally, we'd like to be able to convince Apple that this is a really good technology and that they should, you know, let us...
They probably wouldn't, though, because the phone companies have agreements with them, and then that would be seen as a threatening move by the phone companies.
Well, the phone companies themselves can also benefit from this. If their customers are happier and staying connected to the Internet more often than not, then why not let this happen?
True. I see where you're coming from. I guess their perspective would probably be, hey, we want to get $20 a month out of you for tethering.
Right. And but, I mean, if it's going to happen anyway.
It's going to happen anyway.
So.
It is going to happen anyway.
Like, we can help them, or they can, you know, block us. But, yeah.
How do they block an app?
Actually, AT&T has us blocked on Google Play. Yeah. So you have to go to opengarden.com if you have an AT&T phone.
So you can download the app directly from opengarden.com and then install it on your phone.
Correct.
But you have to, like, turn off the unauthorized apps thing or something
Correct.
Like that?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Open Garden. Now, when did this come about? Is this pretty new?
We launched basically about a year ago, version 1, and then version 2 we launched about a few months ago. Version 2 implements the idea of being able to channel bonds, so take multiple sources of internet and use them equally.
And I've heard free used a lot in as far as your app goes. How do you make money doing this?
Or
don't you?
Right now we have investors.
Okay.
We have different ideas for monetizing. One thing that we're thinking of is like a freemium style, or maybe
it's
licensing.
Cheap to implement.
Right.
Yeah. So freemium being that people that have enjoyed the service just essentially donate to it, right?
Or we could add some other features that would benefit them more.
A stepped up version that
right.
that costs more.
Right.
Yep. If they enjoy the service, then that's what they'll go for. So a person could download this on their phone and say some situation and then use their laptop through their phone. Is that kind of what would happen?
Correct.
Now, do they have any control over who else uses their internet connection when they're running Open Garden?
Not right now. We don't really have the density right now that we're too concerned about it. There's ways that you can go around that.
Do you have to have Open Garden to use someone else's phone that has Open
right.
Garden? So
yes.
Both machines have to use Open Garden in some way?
Right. They both have to have a client and
So. And tell me more about the channel bonding. What's that all about?
So it's basically, say you're on a laptop and you're relying on your phone 4G plan, mm-hmm. and someone else next to you also has a 4G plan. You
from
can
the
use,
same company or a different?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. As long as they have
the Open Garden client.
Or for example, if someone else next to you is connected to a hotspot that's password protected and you can't
right.
get to them, so you have your phone connected to 4G, and if they also have Open Garden, you can connect through them to get to that. To that Wi-Fi as well, and use both of them at the same time.
And is that that just basically like increases your bandwidth? Is that
it increases
idea?
Your bandwidth. It makes it more reliable.
And it also, wouldn't that make it, would it essentially make it more difficult for a website to figure out where you were coming from, right? Like as far as anonymity?
Yeah, it does increase that. I'm not completely sure about the technical aspects of that. But, the more searching you have to do, the harder it's going to be to locate you.
Neat. And what did you guys come to the Bitcoin conference for? You just figured the Bitcoin people would be into this?
Yeah. Android phones. I assume a lot of people here have, more people here have Android phones than iOS that we're hoping for.
Really? Okay. Has that been your experience
Well, the
so
thing
far?
Is, not in the general area. A lot of people have iOS for their phones. But being that Apple also restricts Bitcoin applications.
Right, because I know that was it blockchain that was you couldn't get it on an iPhone unless you had unless you had a jailbroken iPhone. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. So I hope that you guys have success at the conference here today, and really appreciate you, Paige, coming on Free Talk Live.
And it's opengarden.com, right?
That's right.
Correct.
Very cool. So we're here at Bitcoin 2013. Would love to see you here this weekend. Things are getting rolling, just getting started here. We're coming up on our third hour here in moments. And, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about Bitcoin to get on the show here with us tonight. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. No Skype. Skype's not an option tonight because we're on the road in San Jose at the San Jose Convention Center for Bitcoin 2013. There's more coming up.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.